感谢主给我有机会再和 New Walk 弟兄姊妹一同聚在他面前。
Thank the Lord that once again gave me the opportunity together to gather before the Lord with the brothers and sisters from New Walk Fellowship.
时间实在过得很快。
Time really passed quickly.
刚才有弟兄跟我打招呼说又过一年了，好像在眨眼之间哈。
Just like a blink of eye that a year passed, as a brother just told me.
我能不能有一个简单的请求，请弟兄姊妹尽量往前面坐。
I have a simple request that brothers and sisters please move up
to the front. 大家把前面都坐满。
Let's fill up the front row.
我们尽量都坐前面。
Hope that we can sit more in the front.
刚才来的时候，朱弟兄告诉我说要穿多一点。
When I just came, that brother Freedom told me that you better wear more.
因为今天天气很暖和。
Because today the weather is very warm.
但是这个会所 地方大哈，里面比较阴凉。
But because our building is big, therefore it's colder inside.
但愿我们聚在主的跟前呢，主的爱使我们温暖，使我们火热起来。
Hope that as we gather before His feet, that His love warms us up.
这一次主给我的负担是和弟兄姊妹一同来思想啊整卷的历代至上。
This time the Lord has entrusted me the burden to meditate together with brothers and sisters the entire book of First Chronicle.
在还没有进入主题之前呢，我想我们先读几处的经文。
Before we get into our topic, let us read a few places of scriptures.
我们先读约翰福音第四章。
First, John chapter 4.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
约翰福音第四章第二十三节。
Gospel Book of John, Chapter 4, Verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him.
我们在读历代志下。
Let's look at Second Chronicles.
第三十六章最后的两节，二十二、二十三节。
Chapter 36, verse 22 and 23.
波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话，就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国说，波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，你们中间凡做他子民的可以上去，愿耶和华他的神与他同在。
Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, and he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of earth has the Lord God of heaven given me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up.
我们知道《历代志》的作者是文士以斯拉。
We know that the author of the Chronicles is scribe Ezra.
他的工作和服事是在旧约的最后一段时期。
His work and ministry is at the last time of the Old Testament.
在一般读圣经的人称这一段时期叫做被掳归回的时期。
For those who read the Bible, they call this time period is the time of return from the captivity.
就是我们刚才读历代志下三十六章最后两节那里的那一段时期开始。
That is the time of the beginning which we have read in the Second Chronicles chapter 26, the last two verses.
我们看见以色列人他们北国呢，以色列。王在亚述帝国的手中。
We see that the northern Israelites were being taken captive in the kingdom of Aser, Assyria.
那么他们呢被整个流放赶上离开了他们的产业。
And they were being taken captive and left their inheritance.
接下来在主前606年的时候。
And then 606 BC.
南国犹大亡在巴比伦帝国的手中。
And the southern kingdom of Judah was being destroyed in the kingdom of Babylon.
在他们没有亡国之前呢，神借着先知耶利米就预言了。他们要被掳以70年为满。
Before the kingdom was being destroyed, that the prophet Jeremiah already prophesied that they shall be taken captive for 70 years.
刚才我们读的历代志下那里讲到波斯王古列元年。
That as we have just read in the Second Chronicle chapter 36 says that in the first year of Cyrus.
在那一年呢，刚好满了70年。
And that was the year of 70 years being fulfilled.
606年呢减70就是536年。
When subtract 70 years from year 606, that is 536.
我们看见当时的帝国波斯帝国的王他就下诏书让犹太人能够回到耶路撒冷去重建神的殿。
We see that at that time the king of Persia sent the letters to let the Jews able to return to build the temple of God.
在一般读圣经的人称这一段的历史神在人间的工作。
The people who read the Bible call this period of history that God's work among men.
称它叫做神恢复的工作。
And that's the restoration work of God.
在这里神需要得着一般人。
Here, God needs to have a group of people.
因为他们已经离开他们自己的产业他们的家园有70年那么长的时间。
Because it already had been 70 years that they left their inheritance and their home.
当初被掳的老人都已经不在了。
For all those elderly who were taken captive, they were already passed away.
可能还有一些年被掳的时候非常年轻的人他们现在都已经年老发白了。
It might be those who were still young back then when they first taken captive, but now they are old.
大部分要回去的人他们都没有见过耶路撒冷。
And most of those who are going back, they had never seen Jerusalem.
他们是出生在被掳的环境里面。
They were born in this environment.
从来没有看过一个祭司怎样献祭。
And they've never seen any priest offering up sacrifices.
从来没有聚过一次会，就是在圣殿里面，他们那样向耶和华的敬拜。
They have never gathered to worship Jehovah in the temple.
那么在这样的环境底下，他们回去要重建神的殿，并且恢复那个侍奉。
And in such environment that they need to go back to rebuild the temple of God and restart the ministry.
他们需要有神话语的引导和教导。
They need the word guidance from God and also His teaching.
好叫他们能够照着神所要的方式，把神要的敬拜和侍奉献给神。
So they can offer up the worship and ministry according to God's will, offer up to Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天所生活的时代也仿佛在像他们一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, the time we are living right now is just like how they were back then.
我们知道在第一世纪的时候，当圣灵刚刚降临，教会出现在地上。
We know that during the first century when the Holy Spirit descended and the church began on earth.
我们若是读使徒行传，我们可以看见当时的教会和今天的教会是何等的不一样。
If we read the book of Acts, we can see how great is the difference of the church back then compared with today's church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们若是读整个使徒行传，再看今天我们的敬拜和侍奉，我们要感觉我们是失落的。
Brothers and sisters, if we read the entire book of Acts, then we will realize we are actually being lost in our service and worship today.
所以好多读圣经的人 有这种感觉，为了安慰我们，就说呢，那些光景呢，只有使徒时代才有。
So there are many Bible scholars, in order to comfort us, they tell us that such condition back then only exist in the apostles.
在使徒时代，他们有那样的生活，有那样的能力。
During the period of apostles, they had such life and ability.
但是当使徒离开世界了以后，教会就进入另外一个光景。
But after the apostles left the world, then the church entered into another period.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们真的读圣经，
Brothers and sisters, if we really read the Bible,
我们就发现我们的主是昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
Then we realize that our Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
在第一世纪，他们信的是怎样的一位主耶稣？
The Lord Jesus they believed back then in the first century.
跟今天我们在二十一世纪所信的主有没有改变呢？
Are there any changes to the Lord who we believe in in the first century?
没有改变。
No.
那么教会为什么不一样了呢？
And why is the church different?
因为教会曾经被掳。
Because church was taken being captive.
那么今天关于神所要的那个敬拜和侍奉，我们都不太清楚了。
And therefore, now we are not familiar with the worship and ministry that God would like.
我们今天讲的信心，可能和第一世纪那些神的儿女们讲的信心，可能有很大的落差。
There might be a big difference between the faith we talk about today and the faith that those apostles talked about back then in first century.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音里面，他曾经对那撒玛利亚的妇人讲到神所要的敬拜。
Therefore, Lord Jesus told a Samaritan woman back then in Gospel Book of John that the worship which God would like.
好，所以那里他讲到神寻找这样的人来敬拜他。
So therefore, that he said God seeks those who worship Him.
好，我们中文呢翻的不够那么强烈，那么准确哈。
Chinese translation might not be so accurate.
他说神要，实际上呢，神天天在找。
In Chinese translation, it says God wants. Actually, God is seeking daily.
这就是以斯拉当时所面对的那一般被掳归回的犹大人他心中的负担。
That is the burden in Ezra when he faced all those Jews who were returned from captivity.
他盼望这一般被掳归回的人，他们付了极重的代价，他们的侍奉在神的面前是合神心意的。
He hoped that as those who return from captivity, as they have paid such great price to return, therefore their worship and ministry before God is according to His will.
弟兄姊妹，盼望在以斯拉写的历代志的里面，我们也能够得着他所要给我们的信息。
Hope that we can also gain the words that God would like to give us through the chronicles that Ezra has written.
好叫我们在这个时代，我们知道神心中所要的侍奉和敬拜是什么。
So that in our generation, we also know what is the worship and ministry that God would like.
我们能够到主的面前来祷告，来寻求，我们向主说：“主啊，愿你使我们做一般那样的人。”
We are willing to come before the Lord to pray and seek Him and pray that, Lord, make us to be like those group of people.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读整卷历代志的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as we read the book of Chronicles,
我们会发现历代志呢，它和列王记或者撒母耳记上下不一样的地方。
We will realize that Chronicles is different from the King's
book of First and Second Samuel.
From the Book of Kings and also First and Second Samuel.
它不一样的地方呢，是它专一的在讲到神的国度和神的殿在以色列人中间的发展。
The difference is that Chronicles talk about the temple of God and also His kingdom is being in the midst of Israel.
我们感觉好像以斯拉呢，他是一个历史学者一样。
We feel that Ezra is like a historian.
我们知道学历史的人，有的人学呢是学通史的，叫做 general history.
We know that some people, some historians study general history.
啊，就是把大小的事情按着年代呢，就通通都写下来的。
That is written chronically according to the years.
啊，那个是不管什么事情他都记得。
And that is a record of every single detail.
我们一般称这种叫做通史。
We call that general history.
你读的时候就知道那个时候发生了这样是那样子很多的事情，但是到底它背后的意义是什么，我们不知道。
Then when you read it, you find there are a lot of things written, but we don't know the meaning behind them.
但是呢，以斯拉写历代志上下的时候，
but when Ezra write the first and second chronicle,
他的着眼点不是这样。
It's not his focus.
他是有一个主题的。
He has a topic.
所以好像有一些学历史的人，他是经济史的专家。
So for example, some historians are specialized in economics.
有些人写历史，他是文化史的专家。
Some are specialized in culture.
现在还有人是写这个什么，这个菜谱的历史专家。
Some even talk about the history about food recipe.
啊，就讲到这个吃的文化，
talks about
吃的历史。
The culture and history of eating.
我最近有一个弟兄啊，就借给我一本书《中国的吃的历史》。真是丰富。
A brother has lent me a book which talks about the history in China about eating culture.
我们可以讲哈，以斯拉写历代志上下，就是讲神国度、神的殿那个敬拜的历史。
So as Ezra wrote about the Chronicles, that it talks about the temple of God and also the kingdom of God, which is the history of worship.
所以它很多的细节，很多跟敬拜没有太直接关系的。他就不去讲了。
So he left out all those details that has nothing to do with worship.
他要教导那一般从来没有看过献祭，从来没有见过圣殿被掳归回的人，知道神所要的侍奉是什么。
He would like to teach those who are returned from captivity, who has never seen the temple nor offering.
神所要的敬拜是什么。
And they would know that what is the worship according to God.
不然他们可能人虽然回去了，
Otherwise, it might be that they return.
但是他们对于敬拜仍然是在巴比伦看见了拜偶像的那些方式。
But regarding worship, they only know what they saw back in Babylon.
还是他们在巴比伦那种会堂敬拜的方式。
Or just like the synagogue worship back in Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，我这样讲，你有没有感觉我们今天好像就在这样情况？
Brothers and sisters, as I mentioned this, don't you feel that we are in such condition?
很多人非常爱主。
Many people love the Lord.
心是非常真诚的。
And their hearts are very pure.
但是我们对于神要的那个敬拜，我们并不清楚。
But we do not understand about the worship God is pleased.
我们就用我们看见的，我们认为别人都这样做的，而且我心里认为对的，我就来侍奉敬拜。
Then we worship and serve according what we see or what we thought others would do.
弟兄姊妹，那样的敬拜虽然心是好的，但是可能是徒然的。
Brothers and sisters, that kind of worship, although the heart is good, but it's in vain.
我们的神是非常有讲究的神。
Our God is very
particular. 他特别在敬拜这件事情上面，神从来不放松，从来不打折扣的。
Especially, he doesn't lower his standard in terms of worship.
啊，他从历世历代一直在寻找那个真正敬拜的人。
From generation to generation, he's always seeking the ones who truly worship him.
为着这个缘故，所以神向人说话。
For this purpose, therefore God speaks to people.
为着这个缘故，他在人的中间做事，带领我们。
For this purpose, he works among men to guide us.
所以以斯拉从这样的角度，他在审视过去整个人类的历史。
Therefore, from this angle, Ezra looked back for the entire history of man.
他追溯回到第一个人亚当开始。
He looked back, start from the first man, Adam.
他仔细的去查考，到神的面前寻求等候。
And he studied very carefully and come to wait before God.
他盼望能够明白神心中所要的那个侍奉是什么。
He hoped to understand what is the worship according to God's will.
神为什么要人这样来敬拜侍奉他？
Why does God would like people to worship and serve him this way?
他就记下了历代志上和历代志下。
So he recorded the first and second chronicles.
所以在这两卷书里面教导我们侍奉的原则。
And he teaches in those two books the principle of service.
好叫我们知道我们能够把对的敬拜归给我们的神。
So that we can know to offer up the right worship to our God.
我们读历代志，我们发现神并没有要求这一般被掳归回的人在政治上去重建犹大国或以色列国。
We realize as we read the Chronicles that God did not ask those who returned from captivity.
事实上，从他们被掳以后，一直到主耶稣的时代，犹太人再没有恢复他们政治的主权。
Actually, the Jews never recover their political
sovereignty. 一直到1948年。
Not until 1948.
他们在特拉维夫宣告复国，他们才重新得回政治主权。
That they have recovered their country back then in Tel Aviv, and then they restart their political.
那么神在这里说话是为什么呢？
So why does God speak here?
既然不是外在的叫他们再建立一个以色列国作为神的国度。
If it's not to ask them again, build up the Israelite kingdom to be God's kingdom.
神把他们召回去，乃是为着属灵的实际。
God called them back is for the spiritual reality.
所以历代志里面所讲的，不是叫他们去看大卫建国的时候多辉煌、多荣耀。
So what it
talks 物质的
in Chronicle is not to look at the material things that David had built,
或者是政治上的。
Nor politically.
乃是 要所有被掳归回的人看见他背后那个属灵生命的美丽。
But to let all those take return from captivity to see the spiritual beauty behind it.
这是那一段恢复工作的特点。
That is the special point, special characteristics about restoration.
弟兄姊妹们，这跟我们今天的生活有非常非常类似的对照。
Brothers, sisters, there's this very similar comparison with our life today.
今天若是我们想回到像十七世纪在欧洲那样的大的复兴。
If we would like to return back then to the 17th century, like the Great Revival in Europe.
十九世纪在美国那样大的福音的复兴。
Or the Great Gospel Revival during the 19th century in US.
可能你我去做。我们可能可以做出场面，却得不着那属灵的实际。
Brothers and sisters, if we do it ourselves, it might be that we have what's our, but there's no spiritual reality.
但今天主在我们身上所要的，乃是我们真正得着那个敬拜的实际。
But God would like to see on us is to receive the reality of worship.
好，这是我想开头的时候先把历代志上下。我领会的一点和大家分享。
That's what I would like to share with you all about what I understand about First and Second Chronicles.
历代志上一共有29章。
29 chapters in First Chronicles.
我把它分作四个段落。
I have divided them into four.
每一个段落呢有一个主题。
And each section has a topic.
这都关乎神所要的那个敬拜和侍奉。
That all have to do with the worship and service God would like.
God seeks after.
God seeks after.
第一章到第九章。
From chapter 1 to 9.
很多读圣经读到这里啊，就把它跳过去，因为都是名字家谱。
Many people skip those chapters because it's all about names and genealogy.
这名字对我们的这中文的外国语言读来都没有意思。
All those names seem very no meaning to us.
很不容易读。
It's very hard.
这一段呢很重要。
But that's very important.
他讲到生命及生命的意义、目的和价值。
It talks about life and the meaning and purpose and value of life.
弟兄姊妹们，因为神把生命赐给我们是有目的的。
Brothers and sisters, because God gives us life for a purpose.
生命在地上的生活活动是该有意义的。
The life on earth should have a meaning.
我们不是在地上像世人一样得着一点暂时的东西就有价值的。
It's not that we have some, if we, like other people in the world, if we gain something temporal, then it becomes valuable.
我们是要得着永远的价值的。
It's that we have to receive something with eternal value.
第十章到第十六章。
From chapter 10 to 16,
我们看见 以色列人到希伯伦去高大卫做以色列的王。
We see that Israelites went to Hebron to anoint David to be the king of Israel.
大卫就在那里开始建立了国度。
Then David started build up his kingdom.
这一段跟我们今天教会的生活，我们要高举基督做我们的王。
This has to do with our church life. That is, we exalt King. We exalt Jesus to be our King.
让基督在我们中间完全真实的掌权。
Let Jesus to completely reign over us.
教会才会有神国度的那个表现和实际。
Then church will have the manifestation and reality of God's kingdom.
第三个段落。
And the third section.
17章到22章。
From chapter 17 to verse 22.
还有28、29章。
And chapter 28, 29.
大卫他建立国度以后，他就有一个心愿。要为神建造神的家。
After David built up the kingdom, he has a heart to build a house for God.
所以后面二十八、二十九章讲到大卫和所有以色列人，他们为着神家的建造、神的殿的建造，他们所有的预备和甘心的奉献。
So chapter 28 and 29 talks about all the preparation and their voluntary offerings for the building up of the house of God.
第四个段落呢？在23章到27章。
And the fourth section is from chapter 23 to 27.
大卫在他临终以前就设立他的儿子所罗门做王。
Before David passed away, he set his son Solomon to be king.
并且呢，他就建立了整个祭司在神的殿中侍奉的那个规模。
And he has set up all those services of all the priests in God's house.
用今天的话来讲，就是呢，成全圣徒，各尽其职，所有的人都进入侍奉。
For what we say today is that to complete all the saints according to each one's function.
啊，这是我想，我简单的把历代志哈，这二十九章，我把它这样做一个分段。
So I'm just simply dividing the First Chronicles, those 29 chapters.
这一次呢，我要用三堂的时间和大家分享这四个段落。
This time I would like to use three sessions.
啊，所以呢，我大概只能呢讲个纲要而已。
So I can only talk about an outline.
啊，还好刚才我们弟兄报告呢，主日下午还有大家可以分享和交通。
It's good that our brother announced that we still have time on Sunday afternoon to share together.
如果我有什么地方讲的不清楚或者漏掉的，弟兄姊妹可以在主日下午再帮我补回来。
If I forgot something or I'm not clear, then brothers and sisters can fill me up.
那么今天晚上我要和弟兄姊妹交通到，生命是神对于侍奉第一个注重的事情。
Tonight, I would like to share with brothers and sisters that life is the first thing that God seeks after about service.
我们请一同来读几节的经文。
Let's read a few places of scripture together.
历代志上第一章。
First Chronicles chapter 1.
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 through 4.
亚当生赛特，赛特生以挪士，以挪士生该南，该南生马勒列。马勒列生雅列，雅列生以诺，以诺生马土沙拉，马土沙拉生拉麦，拉麦生挪亚，挪亚生闪、韩、雅佛。
Adam says, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Gerald, Hanok, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
然后读二十七节。
And verse 27.
他拉生亚伯兰，亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham the same is Abraham.
二十八节，亚伯拉罕的儿子是以撒、以实玛利。
The sons of Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael.
然后我们再读三十四节。
And let's read verse 34.
亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒的儿子是以扫。
And Abraham begat Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel.
然后后面的哈，许多家谱里面，我等一下讲到的时候，我才用那些经文，我们就不细细的去读了。
And about the later genealogies, when I mentioned it, we'll read it, but we won't read in details.
我们知道家谱 乃是表明一个人生命的来源和他生命延续和发展。
We know that genealogy talks about the source of one's life and also his expanding of his life.
今天有很多的民族文化呢，他们非常重视家谱的。
There are many kindreds and cultures today really see the importance about genealogy.
在美国我们称这个叫做 family tree。
In the U.S., we call the family tree.
啊，我们好像是那个树上面最顶上的叶子哈，但是我们的根在哪里？我们要找那个家谱。
We are just like the leaves on the branches, but we have to seek where our root is. Then we need to look after our genealogy.
这告诉我们说，神非常重视人生命的来源。
It tells us that God sees very important that the source of man's life.
我们读圣经，我们会发现，神自己就是生命。
As we read the Bible, we know that God Himself is life.
这宇宙万有如果没有神，就没有生命。
If the entire universe without God, there's no life.
啊，不仅神自己是生命
，Not only God Himself is life.
而且他是所有生命的源头。
But He's the source of all life.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是我们从圣经里面我们可以看见的真理。
This is the truth we can see from the Bible.
所以当我们人活在地上的时候，神非常重视我们人里面那个生命。
Therefore, when we live on earth, God seeks very important about the life within us.
因为神的工作乃是要把生命赐给人。
For God's work is to give life to people.
那么当亚当受造的时候，他从神那里得着了人的生命。
When Adam was being created, that he received the life of man from God.
但那只是神在人身上工作的起头而已。
But that's only the beginning of God's work on man.
神真正的心意乃是亚当能够去拣选伊甸园中那个生命树的果子。
God's heart is for Adam to choose the fruit from the tree of the tree of life in the Garden of Eden.
好叫人能够得着神那个美好的生命。
So man is able to receive the good life from God.
但是很可惜，我们知道亚当和夏娃呢，他们没有拣选生命树的果子。
But unfortunately, we know that Adam and Eve did not choose the fruit from the tree of life.
他们反而接受了仇敌，就是撒旦的谎言，他们就吃了分别善恶树的果子。
They accept the lies from the enemy, which is Satan, and they ate the fruit from the tree of good.
我们看见当他们吃的那一天，他们的灵就死掉了。
And we know that the day they ate it, their spirit died.
他们本来可以见神的面，并且喜欢与神交通的。
They could have able to see the face of God and also they enjoy fellowship with God.
但是当神再来到伊甸园里面，他们就躲藏了。
But as God come to Garden of Eden again,
他们就害怕了。
And they were afraid.
好，弟兄姊妹们，所以神在从那个时候开始，他就一直要寻找机会把人恢复过来。
So start from that time on, God always seeks the opportunity to restore man.
神怎么恢复人呢？
So how can God restore man?
神的工作乃是要再把他自己的生命赐给人。
God's work is to once again give his life to man.
并且也要借着这个生命来向人说出他在人身上工作的原则和目的。
Through this life, that he would like to talk, he would like to
express
the purpose and work he has on man.
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神今天还在做工。
Brothers and sisters, we know God still work until today.
他的工作在哪里呢？显在你我的身上。
And where is his work?
His
work manifested on you and me.
人的里面。
It manifested in the midst of man.
那么他这个工作显出来是在我们的生命的变化上面。
So as his work is manifested, it shows among the changes of our life.
等一下我们要用这个家谱里面的人物来说明这个点。
We will explain this point use the people in the genealogy.
那么第三个点啊。
And the third point.
在人类的历史中。
In the history of man.
啊，神的工作是坐在他所得着的那一般人的身上。
God works among those group of people he has gained.
啊，坐在他们的生命中，
and works in their life.
并且借着这个生命呢，使用这些人 来完成他的工作。
And through this life, use this group of people to accomplish his work.
这就是前面历代至上这九章圣经里面他给我们看见的一些事实。
That's the fact that from the first nine chapters in First Chronicles.
在创世纪第一章第二十六节到二十八节。
In Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26 through 28.
神向我们启示出他原初怎么造人。
God revealed to us how he first created man.
神是照着他的形象和样式来造男造女。
God created man in his own image.
并且他造了人以后他赐福给人。
And after he created man, he blessed them.
要人生养众多并且治理全地。
He want man to be fruitful and multiply and also rule over the earth.
所以人受造在神的心中是一个极其荣耀的一个计划一个意念。
So it's such a glorious plan and will for God to create man.
照着他的样式是照着他的形象呢讲到神儿子的那个性情。
To be created in his image talks about the characteristics of the Son of God.
他的样式照我们讲到他外面的样子。
The image is like his outward image.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人活在地上是极其有价值的。
Brothers and sisters, for each of us live on the earth, it's very valuable.
每一个人活在地上的是极其宝贵的。
And it's so precious for each person to live on earth.
并且呢，我们在神的眼中看呢，神要我们做主人来管理全地的，代表神来管理全地的。
And also in God's eyes, that He would like man to represent the master, represent Him to rule over the earth.
但是很可惜，人并没有长久活在神的这个旨意里。
But unfortunately, man did not live according in God's will.
在创世纪第三章，我们就看见亚当和夏娃他们就失败了。
We see in chapter 3 of Genesis that Adam and Eve failed.
他们背叛了神。
They rebelled against.
所以他们被逐出了伊甸园。
So they were being cast away from.
在创世纪第四章里面，我们看见人的第二代就出现了问题。
Then we see from chapter 4 of Genesis that the second generation of man already had problems.
他们得着了两个儿子，第一个长子叫做该隐。
They got two sons. The older one is Cain.
该隐的意思就是得着了。
The meaning of Cain is to gain.
要得着。
To have.
那么第二个儿子，他们给他起名叫亚伯。
And the second son's name is Abel.
亚伯的意思就是一口气，空虚的。
Abel means just a breath.
很可能呢，当亚当和夏娃得着第一个孩子，充满了盼望。
It might be that when Adam and Eve had their first son, they were full of hope.
因为神曾经应许说啊，女人的后裔将来要胜过那个仇敌啊，打破他的头。
Because God has promised that the seed of woman will overcome Satan and crush his head.
好叫他们能够再回到。起初啊，与神交通的那个喜乐和荣耀中。
So they can return back to the joy and glory to have fellowship with God, just like beginning.
所以他们生了第一个儿子，想啊，说不定我们这个就得着了。
So after their first son was born, maybe they thought
我们可以结束我们的劳苦，回到伊甸园里面去了。
We can end our toil on the earth and return back to Garden of Eden.
结果等这个孩子长大懂事啊，发现这个孩子没希望。
But after this son grows up, they realize there's no hope.
这个时候他们又怀孕得第二个孩子。
And at that time they got pregnant and have a second son.
所以他们灰心了说这个孩子虚空啊。
So they got disappointed and said this son is in vain, just a breeze.
没想到我们看见哈，在这样的情形底下，他们兄弟之间长大了，有一天想到要去敬拜神。
But then, unexpectedly, that in such condition, for those two sons, after they grow up, they realize they need to worship God.
好，我们看见呢，该隐呢，他是种地的。
We see Cain is tilling the ground.
他可能到今天讲，他是一个 organic farmer.
From today's words, he's an organic farmer.
他把他园子里面最好的土产呢，拿去献给神。
He bring the best of the produce from his garden.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你读圣经的时候，
在那一段圣经里面，你有没有难处？
I don't know if you feel difficulty to read this part.
我们很多人呢，刚读那一段，都为该隐打抱不平呢。
Many of us feel it's unfair for Cain.
神怎么这么严厉呢？
Why is God so severe?
你看，神这么不领情啊！该隐把他最好的，他自己不留下来吃啊，他去敬拜神。
And how come God is not satisfied as Cain offered the best to God?
圣经里面说呢，神看都不看。
The Bible says that God did not even look at it.
中文把它翻译说神没有看中了，其实原来是神根本看都不看。
The Chinese says that God did not choose it, but actually God did not even look at it.
你想到亚伯呢，他是一个牧羊的。
But Abel, he was a shepherd.
他在牧羊的时候啊，他就想到人生真是空虚啊。
So when he was shepherding, he felt life is so much in vain.
因为那个时候神没有许可人可以吃肉的。
Because at that time, God did not allow man to eat meat.
所以牧羊对他来讲没有什么经济价值。
So shepherding had no economical value for him.
顶多他可以挤一点羊奶喝一喝。
It might be at most that he.
但是人不能光喝奶，对不对？
But then man cannot just drink milk.
所以他牧羊呢，对他来讲没有什么经济利益。
So there's no economical value for him.
我们相信哈，圣经虽然没有这样记，但我们相信他在想到他的父母亲，在他小的时候跟他讲，以前他们住在伊甸园的光景。
Although the Bible did not record this, but we trust that when he probably remembered that when he was young, his parents told him how they lived back then in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里呢，他们也不种也不收。
In the Garden of Eden, that they did not,
神把各样的果树
plant anything.
果实呢，赐给他们做食物。
But God gave them all kinds of tree, the fruit of trees to for them for food.
他们可以真实的享受见到神的面交通的那个喜乐。
They could really enjoy the joy to see God's face and fellowship with God.
所以呢，亚伯虽然没有尝过，但他心里面非常的向往。
So that Abel had never tasted, but he had such desire.
而且他的父母亲告诉他们说呢，当他们背叛了神，被神逐出伊甸园的时候。
And his parents told him that when they rebel against God and being cast off from Garden of Eden.
神讲到那个救赎的路。
And God talked about the way of restoration.
并且呢，神用这个动物的皮为他们做衣服，让他们穿上出去。
And God uses the skin of animals to cover them and let them go out.
所以我们猜想，亚伯在那里思想的时候，就想到我要回去呢，我必须要有一个赎罪的。
So we guess that Abel meditated that if I would like to return, that I need something to redeem my sin. So Abel went.
等到他要去见神面的时候，他不敢带着什么，他就选了羊群中头生的一个羊羔。然后他献给神做祭物。
So when he had returned to see God, he did not dare bring anything else except the first of the flock.
神就悦纳了他的祭。
And God accepted his offering.
但是没想到这件事情啊，就造成他们兄弟之间的仇恨。
But did not imagine this caused the enmity between the brothers.
就是该隐呢觉得神不公平，所以他报复了，就把他的弟弟给杀了。
Cain thought God was not fair, so he revenged and killed his brother.
我们知道亚当和夏娃呢，他们一切的盼望都落空了。
And we know that Adam and Eve, all of their hope was become none.
但是感谢神，神从来不放弃。
But thank God, he never just give up.
他造人的时候是照着他儿子的形象造的。
When he created man according to the image of his son.
照着他自己的样式。来造人的。
According to his own image, he.
虽然人堕落、背叛、失败了。
Although man fell and also failed.
但是神并没有放弃他对人原初的那个旨意。
But God never gave up the original will he has toward man.
所以他要继续的做工。
So he continued to work.
这就是我们在历代志上第一章第一节读的话。
That is what we read in the First Chronicles chapter one.
亚当他们失去了亚伯。
When Adam lost Abel,
而且该隐也被逐出，不能见神的面。
And also Cain also being cast out and not able to see God.
那么神就再给他们一个儿子。
So God again gave them a son.
那就是赛特。
That's Seth.
赛特的意思就是神的补偿。
The set meaning of set means the recompense from God.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看见该隐代表着一条路。
Brother sister, we see that Cain means a way.
啊，或者代表着一条线。
Or means a line.
啊，另外呢，我们看见亚伯的那个补偿赛特所带来的后代是另外一条线。
And also we see another line set, which is a recompense of Abel.
该隐的名字呢，在历代志上根本就不记载。
The name of Cain never got recorded in the first chronicle.
那告诉我们说，凡是从该隐和该隐的原则出来的人呢，他们的敬拜神都不看的。
It shows that anyone comes from Cain, that their worship which God would never look at.
如果我们今天不明白，我们仍然走在那条路上，弟兄姊妹，我们的敬拜和侍奉在神的眼中都是没有价值的。
So if today we don't understand and continue to walk in that way, then brothers and sisters, our worship and ministry shall be in vain in God's eyes.
我要先从第一章里面来看呢，从该隐的原则里面看见有四个人物啊，讲到神所弃绝的敬拜。
So from chapter 1, when we look at the principle of Cain, we see that the worship that God is not pleased and he cast off.
为什么神弃绝这种的敬拜呢？
Why does God deny this kind of worship?
因为这个敬拜是从神所弃绝的生命里面出来的。
Because this kind of worship comes from a life that God cast off.
我们刚才已经讲到该隐的敬拜的情形。
We already talked about the condition of worship of Cain.
该隐不知道他从他父母亲得着那个生命是一个被罪被谎言玷污的一个生命。
Cain did not realize the life he received from parents is being corrupted by sin and lies.
这个生命呢，在新约圣经里面称他叫做天然的人。
This life in the New Testament is the natural man.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们每一个从肉身父母亲所生出来得着的人的生命呢，这个生命在圣经里面称叫做天然的生命。
All of our lives coming from our parents is called natural man.
他已经被撒旦的谎言所玷污、所污染了。
It's all being corrupted by the lies of Satan.
啊，这个谎言呢，带到人性里面，就使人性成了有罪的天性。
And as this lies being brought into the nature of man, it becomes a sinful nature.
而这样的人虽然活在地上，但是他的灵向着神了，已经是不能沟通了，已经是死的。
For even though this kind of people they still live on earth, but their spirit toward God is already dead. There is no communication with God.
啊，向神是死的。
Dead toward God.
并不是说我们没有灵了，我们灵死掉就没有了，不是的，我们还有灵。
It does not mean that we do not have spirit anymore.
但是向着爱的神，向着真神呢，我们的灵没有反应了。
But toward the true God, toward the God of love, our spirit has no reaction.
那么人在地上的生活是什么主导我们的生命生活呢？
So what guides our life on earth?
乃是人的灵，人的魂来主导我们的生活。
Then the man's soul guides our life.
好，所以人成了属魂的人。
So men become those who belong to soul.
弟兄姊妹，这是该隐的一个特征。
And that's a special characteristic.
属魂的人也想要去敬拜神。
So those who are soulish also would like to worship God.
但是因为他什么都相信自己，他就认为自己最好的就可以拿来献给神。
Because they only trust themselves, therefore they trust that whatever is best from them, they can offer to God.
不看的。
And that's what God
弟兄姊妹，这就是今天所有地上宗教的原则。
That's all the principle of the religions on earth.
啊，地上的宗教，甚至今天整个人类的社会，都是高举人自己。
All the religions on earth and also even the society of man only exalt man ourselves.
都是以人为本，以人为中心，以人为目的的。
It's also the focal point is man and the purpose is also man.
它最高的表现呢？啊，在社会学里面就称它叫做人文主义 （humanism）。
The highest manifestation is called humanism.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是今天我们看见该隐所代表的一个原则。
So that's the principle Cain represents.
所以在犹大书里面讲到，该隐呢带来一条路的。
So in the book of Jude, it talks about Cain brought out away.
啊，有该隐的路，今天很多人往里面直奔了。
And there's the way of Cain that many people go for.
啊，在这样的情况底下，人最真诚的热心，神也没有办法敬拜，不接受他的敬拜。
In such condition, even the most zealous from man's heart, but God cannot be pleased.
我们在历代志上第一章到第四，第一章第一节到第四节没有记该隐。
We know that from 1 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 1 through 4 did not record Cain.
然后从第四节开始我们看见了今天地上所有的人都是挪亚的后代。
And start from verse 4, we see all the men on earth today are the descendants of Noah.
因为在挪亚那个世代呢神用洪水灭了全地审判全地。
Back in Noah's time, that God destroyed the entire earth by the flood and also through judgment.
只有挪亚的一家八口，他们进入方舟里面得了拯救。
Only the eight people in the family of Noah they enter into ark and God received.
所以严格的讲起来，今天全世界的人都是一家人。
So strictly speaking, actually the entire people from the entire earth are one family.
我们都是亲戚啊。
So we shall all be relatives.
无论你皮肤是黑的、红的、黄的、白的，我们都是亲戚啊。
Regardless of a skin color, we are all relatives.
但是你看，有这么多样的发展啊。
But we see there are so many different kind of progress.
那么，当挪亚的后代往前发展的时候，中间出了一个人。
So when the descendants of Noah goes forth, there one man came up.
在第一章第十节。
In chapter 1, verse 10.
那里讲古时生林怒。他为世上英雄之首。
And Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be mighty upon the earth.
在创世纪第十章里面对林怒啊有比较多的记载。
In the chapter 10 of Genesis, there are more recordings about Nimrod.
林怒啊是一个在神面前是一个英勇的猎户。
Nimrod is a mighty hunter before God.
好，我们知道会打猎的人呢，不光是身体要很强壮。
We know that for a hunter, not only he's strong in body,
而且呢，他是很有智慧的。
But also he's full of wisdom.
他熟悉地理，会熟悉天气，熟悉动物的天性。
He's very familiar about all the nature of animals and also geography as well as weather.
所以虽然经过洪水的洗礼啊，人的天性并没有被洁净。
So although through the flooding, but man's nature was not being cleansed.
当他们再生后代的时候，生出了还是像该隐一样的天然人。
So after they keep giving birth to their descendants, still someone like Cain's nature still was with them.
而且在这样的天然里面，他发展出来的时候是非常有智慧的。
And out of such nature, they are full of wisdom.
非常有能力的。
Full of ability.
所以讲到林路，他就建国了。
So we talk about Nimrod build up his kingdom.
并且他是非常有才干的。
And also he was very capable.
他不仅建国呢，而且他还的这个 franchise， 他还出去开分店。
Not only that he built up the kingdom, but he even had franchise.
啊，他是出去了到亚述那边呢，又重新再建了好多的大城。
And he built many big great cities in Assyria.
说出他非常的有雄心，有才干。
He talked about his full of ambition and full of ability.
他可以说是今天世界上所有伟人的一个范本。
So he should be an example of all the great men in the world.
所以人一看见这样的人呢，就歌颂人自己。
So when people see this kind of man, they exalt and praise themselves.
好，弟兄姊妹，这就是拜偶像的开始。
That's the beginning of worship idols.
然后我们看见了，到了亚伯拉罕。
And then we see when it comes to Abraham.
好，我们都熟悉亚伯拉罕的故事。
We're all familiar with the story of Abraham.
神应许他要得着一个后儿子。
God has promised him with a son.
但他等到自己他们夫妻两个都不耐烦了。
But even when both Abraham and his wife become impatient,
所以他们就用人的方法，借着使女夏甲得着了以实玛利。
So through their own man's way, through their maid servant Hagar, they beget Ishmael.
到了新约时代，讲到以实玛利，说是按着血气生的。
So when the New Testament talk about Ishmael, they say that he was born according to flesh.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，所以今天我们的侍奉，若是走在这些人的原则里面，神都不看的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if our service walks in the principle of this kind of people, then God does not look at it.
弟兄姊妹, 今天你我活在肉身里面, 血气都在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, as we live in our flesh today, we are full of flesh.
我觉得我们中文翻了, 把它翻成血气, 很形象。
I think the Chinese translation is very abstract.
你看有的人呢, 这个气上来的时候, 脸就红了, 那就是血气。
You know, if someone is angry, then the face becomes red.
如果他这个人呢,有阴险的诡计在里面, 他血往下沉了, 那就脸就变白了, 这也是血气。
If he is full of cunning tricks, then his face turns white, and that's also type of flesh.
还有的时候,有的人呢, 他谎言的灵呢, 来的时候, 他脸就黑了, 那也是血气。
Or for some people with the spirit of lies, then their face turns
你看，像这个该隐啊，跟他的弟弟生气的时候，脸就变长了，那也是血气。
So when Cain was angry with his brother, his face became long, and that was also type of flesh.
你看，今天人呢，在别人老板付你薪水地方上班呢，我们都很恭敬、很顺服的，对不对？
Usually when we work, which we pay salary, then we also obey and also full of politeness.
但一进到教会里面来，你看了，血气各式各样都出来了。
But then once we come to the church, then all kinds of flesh comes out.
弟兄姊妹，这样的侍奉，尽管我们有智慧、有才干、有能力，神看都不看。
For this kind of service, God never look at it, even if we have wisdom, capability, and wisdom.
这是历代志里面告诉我们的。
That is what it tells us in Book of Chronicles.
然后讲到以扫。
And Esau.
以扫呢, 我们知道是雅各的孪生兄弟。
Esau is the brother of Jacob.
Twin brother.
The twin brother.
在34节里面讲到以扫和他的兄弟, 他不用雅各而称以色列。
And then in chapter 34, it talks about that Jacob is being called Israel.
我们的以色列乃是他的新名字。
Israel is his new name.
乃是属天的人的名字。
It's the heavenly man's name.
那么以扫相对的, 他就是一个属地的人。
Esau, on the other hand, is the earthly man.
他一切追求的, 都是看得见的, 抓得着的, 暂时的。
All he seeks after are those can be seen, temporal.
弟兄姊妹, 今天很多时候我们的侍奉, 也讲究这些东西。
Brothers and sisters, our service today also looks after these things.
但是真正神所要寻找的不是这些。
But what God seeks after is not those.
不是一个建筑物多宏伟, 神就在其中。
Not how great the building is, then God is in the midst of it.
不是唱的音乐, 多和谐, 神就在其中。
Not how harmonious is our hymns, then God is within it.
也不是我们的组织, 我们的工作都有效率, 神就在其中。
Not how well we are organized or efficient, then God is
with us. 弟兄姊妹, 你知道在第一章里面对以东的后代, 花了很长的篇幅讲到。
Brothers and sisters, at the end of chapter 1 in Chronicles, it used a long period to talk about the descendants of Edom.
我们可以看见, 那个时候离现在人类历史至少5000年前了。
We see that it was more than 5,000 years ago back then.
他们已经有高度的社会文明了。
They have very high
civilization. 他们有 government, 他们有各种的管制。
They have all kinds of government and
弟兄姊妹, 这些都不是神所要看的。
Those are not what God seeks after.
弟兄姊妹, 我们知道神是生命, 祂也是所有生命的源头。
We know that God is life and He's the source of all life.
但是神赐给人的那个生命被撒旦破坏了。
But the life that God has given to man are being destroyed.
所以神对于那个被破坏的生命, 神不去做补救的工作。
So God does not recover the life that's already been destroyed.
神只有去把它放弃。
God just leave it and cast.
但是神放弃并不是叫人呢被毁灭。
But God just leave it does not mean that to destroy man.
他乃是重新再来在人的身上赐生命。
But he once again gives life on man.
所以在这一章圣经里面看见，神在人的背叛堕落中啊，他就借着人显明救赎的原则。
So that in man's rebellion and also fallen, that he through man, then he manifests the principle of life.
他的 principle of salvation. 我们刚刚讲到亚伯就显出呢，神要把他的儿子作为 赎罪的羔羊为我们赎罪。
Through Abel, it was manifest that God would like to redeem our sins through His Son.
借着神的羔羊，人能够再重新得回亚当和夏娃没有得着生命树的那个祝福。
Through the Lamb of God, that man is able to receive once again the blessing which Adam and Eve did not receive.
然后另外一个人物就是以诺。
And another person is Enoch.
以诺呢，给我们看见神的生命在人的里面，使人可以与神同行。
We see that as God's life in man to enable man to walk with God.
我们知道圣经里面有一个原则，他说二人若不同心，怎么能够同行呢？
We know that there's a principle in the Bible that if two does not walk together, if two does not have the same heart, how can they walk together?
如果两个根本生命都不同，他们怎么能够相交呢？
If they do not have the same life, how can they fellowship with
one another? 所以以诺呢，他得着了这个生命，他在这个生命里面学习与神同行。
So Enoch has received this life, and in this life, he learned to walk with God.
在他生了第一个孩子那一天开始，他就与神同行。
Start from the day that he gave birth to his first son, then he walked with God.
我前不久在一个地方服侍。
Recently, I served in a place.
有一个在聚会中啊，非常啊，承担青年人服侍责任的弟兄。
There's a brother who ministry to young people.
我们一起吃饭，他问我一个问题。
So when we had meals together, he asked me a question.
他说：“伯弟兄啊，我问你一个问题哈。
”Let me ask you a question, brother.
他说：“我有孩子，我有妻子，也有我的父母，我的岳父岳母。
”I have children, my wife, my parents, and parents-in-law.
我怎么样来尽这个责任呢？
So how do I fulfill the responsibility?
还在教会里面呢，还有很多服事。
And also, I have many services in the
ministry. 弟兄姊妹，你有没有问过这个问题啊？
Brothers, sisters, have you ever asked the same question?
那天我就跟他讲，我说圣经里面第一个进入家庭生活，记载进入家庭生活的人就是以诺。
So I told him that in the Bible, the first person being recorded who entered into family life was Enoch.
以诺生了第一个孩子，他就决心与神同行。
After his first son was born, he learned to walk with God.
他像与主一同走了三百年呢，就走进了神的荣耀里去了。
After walk together with God for 300 years, then he walked into a glory.
他没有见死啊，真是荣耀。
He did not meet death.
我们
知道 so glorious.
两个人同行呢，是有很多学习的。
There are a lot of learnings for two people to walk
together. 我相信我们有过一点经验的人都知道。
I believe that for those who have some experience,
we
know.
我们要学会呢，调整自己来适应对方。
We have to learn to adjust ourselves to adjust to another person.
弟兄姊妹们，以诺就是这样，他就越来越像神。
Brother sisters, that's like Enoch.
就走进了神的荣耀里。
He becomes more like God.
然后来到挪亚。
And now we see Noah.
我们看挪亚呢。他在他那个世代传义道。
Noah at that time preached the God, the righteousness.
最后他就借着方舟呢，他就逃过了那个审判。
And through the ark, he was delivered from the judgment.
借着挪亚，神向我们显明他儿子耶稣基督的救赎。
Through Noah, God manifests the salvation of His Son, Jesus Christ.
今天每一个得着耶稣基督做救主的人。
Today, for each one who received Jesus Christ as their Savior.
我们一面呢得着基督做我的生命，在我里面。
On the one hand, we receive Christ as to be our life within us.
另外一面呢，我们也被神呢放在基督里。
On the other hand, we are also being put into Christ by God.
弟兄姊妹，有人告诉我们说，在新约圣经里面呢，这个小小的字啊 ，in Christ 是一个伟大的词。
Some people tell us that in the New Testament, that in Christ is such a great word.
这个叫做救赎。
That is called salvation.
今天我们怎么样能够讨神喜悦呢
？So how can we be pleased by God today?
不是在你的里面，也不是在我的里面。
Not in you nor in me.
也不是在这个团体里面，在那个教义的里面。
Not in this organization nor in that kind of religious doctrine.
乃是在基督的里面。
But in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里，神就悦纳我们。
in Christ, then God is
审判就越过我们。
Then the judgment overpasses.
那么从亚伯拉罕开始，我们看见这个生命就有美好的发展。
And start from Abraham, there's the great build, the beautiful buildup of this.
从一个家到一个民族。
From one family to the whole kingdom.
从people. 从一个民族达到成为一个荣耀合一的国度。
From the entire people to become a glorious.
我要快快的讲一点。 第一个就是亚伯拉罕。
The first is Abraham.
在亚伯拉罕身上，这个生命有许多的表现和特点。
In Abraham, there's many manifestations and characteristics.
一般人一讲到亚伯拉罕，就说他是信心之父。
Normally, when people talk about Abraham, they say that he's the father of faith.
你知道他的信心乃是在于神向他显现。
His faith is because God appeared to him.
我想请问弟兄姊妹，主有没有向你显现过？
Let me ask you that, has God ever appeared to you?
你不需要回答我。
You don't need to answer me.
今天很多人对于主的显现，我们心中有一个渴望。
Many people have such desire for the appearance of the Lord.
认真讲起来，每一个真正重生得救的人，我们都得过主的显现。
Seriously speaking, for each one who are saved by grace, we have met the appearance of the Lord.
主的显现在他的生命的里面。
Lord's appearance is within life.
在我里面有主的生命，那个生命就是主的自己。
In me, there's the life of the Lord, which is Lord Himself.
你摸到这个，你就知道那是神，不是我。
When you touch this, you know that's God, not me.
在这个生命里面，人对神产生出信心。
And in this life, faith toward God comes out.
所以我们看见，斯提凡讲到亚伯拉罕经历的时候，他先讲天上荣耀的神向他显现，他就遵循神的话语，那个叫做信心。
So when Stephen talked about the experience of Abraham, he said that the glorious God appeared to Abraham, and therefore he obeyed God's word. That is called faith.
这个生命的显现产生出信心。
So the appearance of this life results in faith.
在这个信心的里面，他认识神的呼召。
And in such faith, he understands the calling of God.
他相信神的目的。
He believes in the purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹，这都是这个生命里面的特点。
Brothers and sisters, that's all the characteristics of this life.
那么他的表现是什么呢？
So what is the manifestation?
他就遵命离开他的父家本地。
He obeyed and left his father's house and family.
他在地上就做客旅。
And he becomes sojourners.
他就做一个住帐篷的人。
He lives in tents.
弟兄姊妹，今天主没有要求我们每个人都去住帐篷。
Brother, sister, today, Lord did not ask us, each one of us, to live in tents.
但是你活在这个生命里面，你真感觉这个世界不是我的家。
But as you live in this life, you really feel that this world is not my home.
你不需要等到年老发白了才觉得这世界不是你的家。
You don't need to wait till you get old and realize that the world is not.
有的人一蒙恩得救，他就感觉，这个世界，我在世界中，但是世界不在我里面。
For some people, as soon as they got saved by grace, they realized that although I'm in the world, but the world is not in me.
这是这个生命的表现。
And that is this life's manifestation.
接下来我们看见以撒。
Then we see Isaac.
以撒是一个很平凡的人。
Isaac is someone very
common person.
Common.
但是他却有一个不平凡的出身。
But he has a very uncommon birth.
是不是呢？ 他不是他爸爸妈妈呢，凭着自己的肉身的这个强壮生出来。
He did not come out from the fleshly strength from his parents.
他是凭应许生的。
He came out, he was born by promise.
在以撒青少年的时期，他显出一个特别的表现，他爸爸把他捆起来摆在祭坛上，他一点都不挣扎。
And also Isaac, during his teenager age, he did not even struggle when his father bound him to put on the altar.
那个时候他的父亲已经100多岁了。
Think about this, his father already was
他只要动一动，他父亲就倒在地上了。
If he just struggled a little bit, then his father would be on the earth.
他那样的柔顺了。
But he was so obedient, gentle.
我们看见这是那个生命的特性。
And we see that is the characteristics of life.
弟兄姊妹，每一个蒙恩得救的人， 这个生命已经在你我的里面。
Brother, sister, for each one saved by grace, that this life is already within us.
我们要去尊重这个生命。
We have to respect this life.
如果你还不知道尊重，你要去发现这个生命在你的里面。
If you do not yet know to respect, you have to discover this life in you.
这个生命带着神儿子的性情在我们的里面。
And this life in us is with the character nature of Son's.
我们去顺服他。
And we obey it.
弟兄姊妹，那个我们在地上的敬拜侍奉。就是神所喜悦的。
And that is what God is pleased with our service and worship on earth. 然后
来到以色列。
And we come to Israel.
我们在以色列的雅各的身上也有一些特殊的情况。
On the life of Jacob, there is also some specialistic characteristics.
好，我不晓得弟兄姊妹读圣经，你有没有去算过雅各啊逃亡的时候，他大概多大年纪？
I don't know if you have ever calculated how old was Jacob when he ran away.
生他的气说好，等我爸爸过世的时候，我一定杀我弟弟，他就逃亡了，对不对？
As his brother was mad at him and said that when my father goes pass away, I would definitely kill my brother.
他几岁？
Jacob ran away. How old was he?
我讲一点做大家参考啊，我去推算了，他大概七十八岁。
I tried to calculate it. I think maybe he was 78 years old.
起步的很晚，对不对？
It was a late start.
但是主把他做成一个属天的人。
But God made him a heavenly man.
为什么呢？那一天他看见天梯。
Why was that? That day he saw the heavenly ladder.
借着这个天梯，他能跟神交通。
Through this heavenly ladder, he was able to communicate with God.
我们知道那个天梯不是别的，就是主耶稣自己。
We know that this ladder was nothing else but Lord Jesus Himself.
主耶稣今天在我们里面，就是这个生命。
Lord Jesus in us is this life.
你在这个生命里面，你就与神交通了。
So when you are in this life, then you fellowship with God.
那是何等丰富、不间断的交通。
How rich and without ceasing kind of fellowship.
啊，弟兄姊妹，因为这个生命在我们里面是真的，是活的。
For this life in us is real and living.
并且他那一天醒来的时候，他说：“这不是别的，这乃是天的门，乃是神的家。”
And that day when Jacob woke up, he said, "This is nothing else but the heavenly gate and the house of God."
再往前去，我们看见。
And furthermore, we
在他的生活里面，这个好斗、好强、喜欢占人便宜的雅各。
In his life, this person who wants to take other people's advantage.
他有一天开始啊，碰到事情了，他不说话。
One day that when he faced the situations, he no longer talk anymore. He no longer grab.
他被破碎了。
He was being broken.
他可以放手啊。
He could let go.
你看他的儿子骗他，把他最爱的儿子卖走，卖掉了，说你的儿子死了。
His sons lied to him and sold his most beloved son and lied to him that your son died.
等到呢约瑟来接他的那个马车礼物送来的时候，他心里冰凉了。
His heart turned cold when Joseph sent gifts to him.
可见他对。约瑟的以前那个抓的那个爱完全放掉了。
We could see that he totally let go of this kind of love that he grabbed onto Joseph.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等一个自由的人啊！
What a free man he became.
他还是爱约瑟，但是他再不被约瑟抓住了。
He still loved Joseph, but he no longer being taken hold of by Joseph.
今天好多人呢，一有儿女啊，这你是我的心肝宝贝，我命根子啊。
There are many people today, as soon as they have children, they feel that the children is their life.
他抱住他的儿女啊，将来儿女就抓住他，他到老都过不了自由的日子。
They hold on so hard to their children, but they are being bounded deeply by their children.
但是雅各成为以色列。
But Jacob became Israel.
弟兄姊妹，这都是今天讲出主把这个生命赐给我们，在我们里面带给我们的祝福。
They all talk about the blessings that God has given us through the life He has given us.
我们既从神的羔羊得了生命。
As we receive life from the Lamb of
God. 那么我们今天活在地上的人生，我们生命的价值就在于能不能借着我引进基督，并且表现基督。
So the life, the value of our life today on earth is whether God can through me to bring out Christ and also manifest Christ.
所以我们看见了，在这里讲到他各个十二个支派的他们的家谱。
So we see the genealogy of all the 12 tribes.
一开头就先讲犹大支派的家谱。
It immediately starts with the genealogy of tribe of Judah.
而且讲犹大那个君王的家谱。
And also talk about the king's genealogy of Judah.
我们知道这个君王的家谱是引进基督的家谱。
We know the genealogy of kings is what brings forth Christ.
如果那里有一个断掉了，神的儿子就没有办法到地上来。
If there's a little bit of broken from this genealogy, then the Son of God cannot come to this earth.
我们知道仇敌也曾经试图做过这样的事情。
We know that the enemy tried to do this.
但神却保守他们。
But God has kept them.
另外一个支派记得多的就是利未支派。
And then also Levites has been the tribe of Levites has been recorded.
那你想到大祭司的家谱。
Talk about the genealogy of high priest.
是讲到这个生命里面的功用，借着这一班人表现出来了。
Talks about the function of this life is being manifested through this group of people.
就是侍奉。
That is to serve.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是神家的一个实际的表现。
That is the true manifestation of God's family.
在这些生命的繁衍中啊。
And through all those progression of life.
有的人失败。
Some people fail.
甚至有仇敌的诡计。
And also with the tricks of enemies.
也有仇敌的破坏。
Also the destruction of enemies.
像在君王的家谱里面呢，出现了一个啊犹太版本的武则天啊，这亚他利亚。
Such as in the genealogy of Judah,
there's
the
a female.
There's a female at.
他要take over the kingdom.
Who tried to take over the kingdom?
啊，就是约兰王的妻子。
That's the wife of King Aram.
啊，这个亚他利亚呢是亚哈王的女儿，耶洗别的女儿。
And this female was the daughter of Jezebel.
我们这是仇敌的攻击。
And we know that's the attack from enemy.
但是感谢神，在这些的情况的里面，神有他的怜悯、保守和管教。
But thank God that in all kinds of situations like this, that God has His mercy, keeping, and also discipline.
在人的失败中啊，人接受神的管教。
In man's failure, man accept God's discipline.
接下来就在这一般人的身上或他们后代中间，产生出神能够使用的生命。
Then later in this group of people or their descendants, result in the life that God can use.
我举一个例子啊，像撒母耳。
For example, Samuel.
Samuel 是可拉的后裔。
Samuel was the descendant of Korah.
可拉在侍奉的事情上面得罪了神。
They sinned against God in terms of service.
因为他完全不认识配搭的原则。
For they did not understand at all the about.
他总觉得别人在压他。
They always feel others are ruling.
总觉得这个摩西和亚伦呢，这个不让他侍奉。
They always felt that Moses and Aaron did not let them to serve.
实际上他不认识神的安排。
Actually, they did not understand arrangement.
他们那一代的活活的被地开口吞灭了。
So that generation, they were being swallowed by the hole that was opened up on earth.
但是主角在他们中间呢，后来兴起了可拉的后裔，就是撒母耳。
But in the midst of them, God raised up a person, Samuel, which was descendant of Korah.
所以诗篇里面有一组诗啊，非常的美，称作可拉后裔的诗。
So there's a group of psalms in Book of Psalms that's very beautiful. That's the psalm of descendant of Korah.
啊，这一组诗啊，都摸到了神永远的旨意。
And all those psalms touch upon the eternal will of God.
在每一个人生命的过程中啊。
In each one's life process,
神非常重看人对神的心志和心愿。
God looks very importantly of man's heart and will toward God.
所以在神的恩典中啊，人有本分。
So in God's grace, men have their basics that they need to fulfill.
啊，我们不要存着侥幸的心呢，啊，我们就马马虎虎的。
We cannot just take risks and then we just do everything
casually. 有的人在神面前，他有一个心愿，他祷告，神就照着他的祷告应愿。
Some people they have the heart that if they pray, then God just answer their prayers.
像第四章第九节第十节那里讲到犹大支派有个人叫做亚比斯。
In the chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, it talks about the tribe of Judah has a person called Jabez.
啊，亚比斯啊，他妈妈生他的时候可能是难产，非常的痛苦。
It might be that his mother gave birth to him and has much travail.
所以他的名字的意思就是患难和痛苦的意思。
So the meaning of his name means suffering and tribulation.
但亚比斯长大，在这个患难中长大，他到神面前祷告说。 愿神你赐福给我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在。
But when Jabez grew up and he called upon the name of God and saying that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge me, my coast.
他求神保佑他，不遭患难。
He asked God to keep him away from all the grieving.
不受艰苦。
Away from the evil.
圣经上很奇妙记载，神就听了他的祷告。
So it's amazing that the Bible records that God granted him what which he has requested.
我年轻的时候独立待志，我最喜欢这一段。When
I was younger, that when I read Chronicles, I loved this verse.
我跟主说，主啊，我要像亚比斯一样。I
told the Lord that I would like to be just like Jabez.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，你也有这个心愿。I
hope that you also have the same heart.
弟兄姊妹，就是他人生虽然经过了患难。 但他一点都不觉得这是患难，那就是神听他的祷告。Although
that he went through all the stress and difficulties, but he doesn't feel that difficulties.
那个患难扩张他的境界。And
all those distress enlarge his coast.
那个压力成全他成为一个宽大的人。And
all those stress actually enlarge him.
不仅如此。Not
only that.
当一个人的生命在主的面前被培养。 长大,
so when one's life is being nourished and grow before God,
神也重看每一个人生命里面所产生出来的功用。
And God also looks into the importance of the function that one's life is resulting.
所以你去读这个家谱，有的时候记载他们是做什么的。
So sometimes when you read the genealogy, it records what they do.
像在第四章第十四节记载这些人呢，他们是做匠人的。
Such as in chapter 4, verse 14, it talks about those people are craftsmen.
我们今天讲匠人呢，就是你修水管呢，做木工啊，这都是匠人，对不对？
Today, when we talk about craftsmen, such as plumbers or those.
神把他们做的事啊，都记载在圣经上，可见神很重视的。
But God records what they do on the Bible. What that means, God looks important.
这是从他们生命中产生出来的功用。
And that's the function result from their life.
还有四章二十一节说，这些人是织细麻布的家庭。
And in chapter 4, verse 21, it talks about they are the family that sew in fine linen.
弟兄姊妹，这些都有它的属灵的意义。
Those all have spiritual meanings.
今天神的家需要匠人。
Today God's house needs craftsmen.
好，我们是做人的灵魂生命的匠人。
We are the craftsmen of man's spirit and soul.
就好像做父母亲的，你是你儿女性格的工程师啊。Just
like parents are the architect of their children's character.
他将来一生的幸福成就都关乎你怎么教养他。All
of their life and their blessings all has to do with how you educate them.
弟兄姊妹，你不要轻看这个。
So do not despise this function.
我们有这个功用，得着为着神的时候，它就有永远的价值。
As we have this function for God, then there's this eternal value.
在4章23节还讲到他们是窑匠。
And also in chapter 4, verse 23, also talks about their potters.
他们是住在王的庄园的里面。
And they live in the
plantation of the king.
Plantation of king.
他们是被关在那个范围的里面。
They are being enclosed in such an environment.
为王做器皿的。
And they build up those vessels for king.
弟兄姊妹，教会何等需要这样属灵生命的功用。
Brothers and sisters, how much the church needs such spiritual function.
如果我们今天聚会中有匠人，有织细麻布的，有窑匠啊，弟兄姊妹，个个都被成全了。
So if today in your gathering there are the craftsmen, those who sew the linens, and also potters, then everyone are being built up.
我们的生命变得美好，像穿上细麻布的衣服。
Then our life becomes beautiful, just like putting on the fine linen.
我们被雕凿成型，能够被建造起来，成为神的房屋。
And we are being crafted to become the house of God.
我们被制作成型，能够做神手中。
And we are being built into the good vessels of God.
最后第八章第九章好像是一个重复。
And then chapter 8 and 9 are just like repeating.
他讲到便雅悯支派 的人，还有犹大支派的人。
It talks about the tribe of the people in the tribe Benjamin and Judah.
他们是住在耶路撒冷的一般人。
They are the group of people who live in Jerusalem.
这告诉我们说，我们今天从主耶稣得着的生命。
It talks about the life that we receive from Jesus Christ.
他的功用是为着神永远的旨意，那就是耶路撒冷所代表的。
And their function is for the eternal purpose of God. That is what Jerusalem represents.
他的目的也是为着神永远的旨意。
And the purpose is also for his eternal purpose.
那叫我们得着永世的价值。
So we can have this eternal value.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们呢爱慕这个生命。
Brothers, sisters, hope that we have this desire of this life.
我们尊重这个生命。
And respect this life.
我们用这个生命来服侍爱我们的主。
And we use this life to serve the Lord who loves us.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
因为你是说话的神。
For you are the God who speaks.
你在你的话语中不仅启示你的自己。
In your words, not only you reveal yourself.
也教导我们。
Also teaches us.
就是我们这一般蒙救赎的儿女。
It's us children who are being saved by your salvation.
我们该怎样来侍奉我们的神。
How we can serve our God.
谢谢你在十字架上为我们舍命。
Thank you for giving up your life on the cross for us.
主啊，你死了，你就把你的生命释放出来。
Lord, for you die, that you release your life to us.
使我们每一个相信你的人得着属天的生命。
So that each one of us believe in you can receive the heavenly life.
今天父神就寻找一般在属天生命里面的人来侍奉他。
And today, Father seeks after those who are in the heavenly life to serve Him.
主啊，我们为此献上感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
也求你教导我们。
Also, please teach us.
让我们更多爱慕这个生命。
So we can even further love this life.
尊重这个生命。
Respect this life.
也顺服这个生命。
And obey this life.
好叫我们行事为人，活在圣灵的光中。
So that our walk, our life, our deeds live in the spiritual light, in the spirit.
真叫父神能够在我们中间得着喜悦和满足。
So our Father can be pleased.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.